everybody. Every movement after sudden movement, deja vu abductee, sucky, sucky, sticky, psyche touching, so many sensory. Dripping, 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 splash expression happening. Already, now, now, Billy, now, really.
Oh, why me, oh, why me, oh, why me. Don't see why I need, oh, can't stand by me.
Now, now, Billy, not really. Now, now, Billy, not really. Amnesia, yo, boy, yo. Billy, Billy, not really, yo. Whoa. Yo, boy, yo. Billy, Billy, not really, yo, boy, yo, amnesia. Tsunami Pharaoh got barreled in other worlds. No handed sea of pearls buried in frozen cherry curls. Ah man, Herzog shooting solitaire. Tear no hand, Savonova shocker glare. Zulu somnambulist slayer. Flick of my wrist, ooh shit. Ooh, ah ooh shit. Phantom lips, crude lips. I'm in island exclusive. Flick of my wrist, ooh shit. Ooh, ah ooh shit. Flick of my wrist, ah oh, shit. Ah, oh, I'm not shit.
She tuned in telly through your shriveled button, press jaundice yellow. She's your experience, you're her experiment. Her fox and most I've written, it'll be sharp, be so sorry, falsetto. You're her experiment, she's your experience.
I'm
Oh, welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you, Jasper. That was a fucking amazing set. I listened to it all the way in. Yeah, that was, yes, what is the name of your show again?
Broadcast from Limbo.
Now, Saturdays are really stocked and just stocked right now. It's everything starts out. It goes Freaks to the Front, ES Beats, Broadcast from Limbo, and me, the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. It's fucking fantastic Saturday. Saturday is packed out just like Monday is. And I've got John Hell with me.
It's starting to rival Sundays.
Yeah,
Sunday. The Sunday lineup is hard to beat.
The Sunday lineup is badass.
And now the Saturday lineup is like right there.
Yeah.
Folks, you are listening to the absolutely greatest freeform uncensored radio station in San Francisco, hands down. I'm not biased.
Yeah, you're not.
And weekends are so awesome. Show, I have, that's when I've got the pen and paper and the Shazam in hand.
Oh, yeah.
Monday nights aren't bad either.
Monday nights are pretty damn badass, too. That's when you get Hell's Kitchen, and yes, you do have Beyond All Limits, and of course, Black on Black on Black preceding his show. There is an open slot, though.
Not in that order.
No, I did it completely out of order.
We've got Escape Velocity, Spotlight on the Bay. But, folks, if you're interested and you think you can do a show,
and you can hang with the Monday night crowd.
That's right. Hire for personality. Train for skill.
Yeah.
Station at RadioValencia.fm. Once again, that is station at RadioValencia.fm. Send us a shout. Jasper did it.
Jasper did. And she's awesome.
You can do it, too.
She's awesome. We're two shows in, she's already in a four-hour show. Fucking awesome. All right. I got Igor for your asses, so stick around, because this is French metal with accordion. Yes.
is two-dimensional. And by the way, I need your credit card. I need to pay a guy to get my pineal gland recalcified. And years ago, on the plains of North America, there were no rules about nothing, and you could pay a guy to get his horse to stomp you on the head. Life is hard, and it's harder when you lack it harder, at least when your subconscious seems to lack it hard. Go ahead, break my neck, take the fluid from my spine. Put it in a mason jar and give it to a child. Tell him to recreate me in a couple hundred years when we're all dead. Kiss my wife, tell her I love her. Tell her she was the only thing that made me stop thinking about the plains of North America. The great plains of North America. Go ahead, break my from my spine. Put it in a mason jar and give it to our child.
More than advice. With this satanic invasion from Legion Diabolic, you need Christ. Disobedience, pride, rebellion can separate your God. Satan with his devils will take possession. are these young people today? The young people that are crying out, live fast, look beautiful, die young. The bomb they drop tomorrow.
He was 8, rookie season for the skinny slugger, newly out of T-ball. Pit against a pitcher with a ripper you could eat off. Church, then a grip alone, run a third first. Granny yelling, go Cubs, nose in a word search. See MILFs like apes on a monolithic bleacher in and advocating war and peace in lieu of sport and leisure. Hi, Peggy. I was 10, chewing on a sweet tart. Little brother left field, Queens guard. Mean arm, knees bent, two out, two on bags. When I caught him staring down at something moving through the grass. Hold up, tag runner in a whole cast rotate. Not before he could identify the culprit. Granny yelling, go Cubs. Graham yelling, go Fur. New left fielder, give a fuck about a homer. Got a homie, little rodent, head and shoulders at a supple. No baseball in the bubble. Ruh-roh, parents thought it adorable. The players followed suit, inning crawling to a close. Head coach not amused. Coach seeing red. Coach on the diamond, dragging 27 inches of aluminum behind him when he transfers third. The families turn nervous. The following is a transcript. The man bursts vermin. Here we go. Man stands out by a hole. Pest pops up to patrol. Man plays live whack-a-mole in a scene that would try every childish adult. Whoa, Paul Orr with a ball mitt thrown over the fence. Coach hit the bench. Both teams lose. Good game, good game. Granny yelling, go Cubs, Cubs ain't playing. My little brother is a funny dude. A lot of funny shit happened to him. My other brother pretty funny too. Ain't seen him in a minute though. Just in case of rough waters, I wanna put one up for my brothers. Yep. Big Brother, Big Idea, 9016. Noi button tee, plaid flannel, late an adolescent art kid. Tony Hawk hair, skinny puppy denim, and a record player vomiting alien sex fiend. Peel sessions in a Christian home for field testing. Thrill youth in a palm of your hand when your mom thinks Satan is involved in a band. We were buried in the Village Voice, checking it was playing where. Pulled his head up out the paper, pushing out a single tear. Five words like a beacon, a light in a mist. Ministry live at the Ritz, it was Christ is risen a Chris. Three loves, two fish, miracle of mechanized loops on 2-inch. Coming to a theater, he would be there in the flesh. Moms didn't say no, but she didn't say yes. Cop tickets, side of plot tickets, countdown an ultimate concert experience. Mom's still worrying, why are they called ministry? Are they a cult? Maybe she would probably investigate. Bought a mag with an Al Jurgensen interview. Read a couple sentences, glanced at a pick or two or three. That's all, no fair trial. Simply, you will not be going to the show and that's final. What occurred next with a top of the lungs of a son who unjustly had lost what he loved? In a moment that would transcend anger to high art said, this is something I am willing to die for. Can you even imagine a death in a band from industrial fandom? Anyway, nobody count no concert and Chris kicked rocks in his mismatched Converse. My older brother is a funny dude. A lot of funny shit happened to him. We hadn't spoken in a couple months. I called him last night. How you doing? I wanna put one up for my brothers.
The one, two, three.
Just in case of rough waters, I wanna put one up for my brothers.
The one, two, three.
Yeah, first set, yes. All right, little Aesop Rock there, Blood Sandwich. Song's about his two brothers. He's the middle child, right? You didn't figure that out from the series. Song lyrics, he's the middle kid. Got a younger brother, having a little league experience with the looking at the gopher in the grass, granny's yelling go Cubs, and the Cubs ain't playing, you know. I love it. And then the whole older brother experience about him wanting to go see ministry, and then mom going like, what the fuck, no. Fun shit, man. It's a great song. Before that, we had Intermediate Jesus, Porcupine Tree from Signify. Mostly instrumental with a few spoken word things throughout that. That's pretty fun. Medicine for Horses, Viagra Boys from their latest album, Viagra Boys. It's the Japanese deluxe edition there. That track is actually on both albums. So the deluxe edition is only just like, it has like an extra five songs on it. So, yeah, whatever. Hey, I like it. I love the extra five songs. Give me five more songs, please. We had Opus Brain before that. Igor. French band doing heavy metal with accordion and opera. It's so trippy, man. It is just so wild. It's out of this world. I love those guys. Interlude before was Wandering on the Milky Way. Jean-Luc Ponty from Imaginary Voyage. That album actually also featured Alan Holdsworth on guitar. It is an amazing record. If you don't own it, you should be kicking yourself and going, why do I not own this record? Go get it. Go get it. And then we started tonight's show off with Oh Soul Mia. Merv from Dancing Naked in a Minefield. Yes. Sounds like a dangerous proposition to me. Yeah. Yeah. Fat guy on the front cover of Naked in a Minefield looks oddly like myself. All right, guys. This is Tetris 6 Omega. Yes, it does remind of video games. It's the Met opportunity there. Karaba from All Highways. What we got next? We got a little bit of Thank You Scientist and a little Uli John Roth, Highest Coyote, and more. Stick around. I am the Alchemist. This is the Compost Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Saturday night. Yes, it is a Saturday night, and we are live. So kick it. I'll catch you on the flip side.
forever, 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 forever. I do what I want, I say what I want, I wear what I want. I'm walking away, you know I don't mind, I chill by myself, you know I'm flying. Don't you dare go and push me around, 'cause I'll double down. 'Cause I don't care, no, not at all, and I never fall. And every time I roll the dice, snake eyes never come as a surprise. Dismantle you with your own tools, no time to explain. You know I'm flying high, I'm way up in the. Cause I can't see everything. You ain't ever gonna get me down. You ain't ever gonna get me.
Radio Valencia, I am the Alchemist. This is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. Like we linger on Cerebellum. I don't know, that's just something I just noticed. I probably do that all the time. Yeah. Cerebellum, man. What's your cerebellum? Would you like a cocktail? This hour? Yes. Alright, so what we have there? We had, that was freaking, Sloth Rust, yeah, that was Double Down from their album The Pact. Came out in 2018, a different time in a different land. I feel like that was it's 8 years ago. It is a long time, but it feels like a lot longer than 8 years, man. Gotta say. Sun in My Hand, this was, I skipped something here. Swamp Song, was it? Swamp Thing, sorry. Which, you know, that's a Marvel. That's a. Is that Marvel or DC? Actually, I don't know. I think Swamp Thing is DC, actually. Anyway, it's a comic. Anyway, this was Hiatus Coyote from her album Choose Your Weapon. Amazing combination of jazz, funk, rock, and soul. It's just so good. Hiatus Coyote, if you're not in the know on that band, you really need to get into them. They're out of Australia, and man, just something special. Sun in My Hand, Uli John Roth, same year, 2015. Scorpions Revisited, obviously Uli spent a great long time in the greater part of the 70s in the Scorpions, from the second album and all the way through the album Taken by Force, which came out in 1978. So I guess it was from 72 is when Lonesome Crow. So 73 to 78, so a good 6 years there. Yeah, anyway, I think he's the best guitarist that that band ever had, and the best period of time that that band ever had. They had some more success in the successive years. There is this effect which I call the blackout effect. Blackout was Matthias Jabs on guitar, and he's an amazing guitar player himself. I'm not going to sell the guy short, but the Blackout was so successful that the subsequent two albums, I believe it was Rock You Like a Hurricane, I can't remember the name. Was the name of the album, but I think there was a different name of the album. And then the album Savage Amusement after that was like regurgitating everything that they did with Blackout, and then like just to diminishing returns. And so the same thing happened with the Chili Peppers, Blood Sugar Sex Magic. I just call it the Blackout Effect. Before that, we had Thank You Scientist opened up the set with a song called Plague Accommodations, and that was in 2021. Ha! How about that for topical for the time being? The Plague Accommodations. There's an EP, there's just three or four tracks on there. That was the title track, and it was really good. Previous interlude, we had Tetris CX Omega from Karaba from All Highways, and this is called 68 State by the Gorillaz from their D-Sides compilation of unreleased and remixed tracks from the Demon Days record. This was an unreleased track. And, they're cool. I love those guys. Their simplicity is to be adored. I swear to God, everything is layered. It's just like, if you as a musician, you're sitting here going like, every single part is like really rudimentary and basic, and just like, yeah, but you layer it all together and you get some pretty cool becomes of music. So as a musician, I know that I tend to lean towards the complicated. A lot of musicians do, just because that's what we do. We play, we want to play the more complex stuff because it just feels good to play those notes. But simple can be very, very effective, and very, very well, if constructed well, can be very, very amazing. Keep that in mind. That's why I kind of mix the things up in my sets of music. I like a little bit of everything. Sometimes you need to breathe. But this next track is not about breathing. We got Gojira on Radio Valencia.